With Larry Williams on News Talk ZB.
It is now 15 past 4 o'clock. The Cauldron, Matthew Hooton, Joseph Bagani, Barry Soper. Issue number 2. Or is it 3 or 4? I'm not sure. Labour has been accused of getting the numbers wrong, leaving an almost $12 billion hole in its fiscal plan. Prime Minister Bill English says the error shows Labour is not up to taking over the Treasury benches.
They have done the calculations wrong. As simple as this, if you give teachers and police a pay rise, you don't just pay it for 1 year. You have to pay it every year after that, and they've only allowed for 1 year. So that's wrong, and it just means they don't understand the numbers or how it works.
And Labor's finance spokesman Grant Robertson says the numbers are robust, and he refutes Joyce's allegations.
Rather than wait to each year to say whether or not we're going to fund health or education to meet the cost of inflation and demographic growth, we've simply put that into our health and education line. That are what we say above the line. So rather than leaving that there at the bottom and saying we may or may not spend it, what Mr. Joyce has done is taken what is effectively our leftover cash at the end and then tried to accumulate that out as if we're going to spend every dollar of it every year. I've never said that. I've never said that our fiscal plan...
Our political editor, Barry Sabre, what do you make? So it's above the line, Barry. It all makes...
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If the mistake was as simple as what Stephen Joyce delivered it as being today, Labor certainly has no right to be anywhere near the Treasury benches. What basically they were saying is that, and they used the analogy of, say, police pay or teachers, dare I say it, pay. It's not a one-off expense. If you give them a rise in pay, then you've got to pay for it in the out years. What Stephen Joyce is saying is that they presented a lot in the fiscal plan as being one-off. And of course, if any party did that, they wouldn't only be stupid. They shouldn't be in power.
Yeah, but they both can't be right.
Well,
on this.
If you listen to, I've listened to both and the full explanation from Stephen Joyce and from Grant Robertson, and it seems to me, putting a fine point on it, and I'm not an economist, but they seem to be looking at different sets of figures or different lines in how they present the figures. That would seem to be the best explanation. But I think you've got to remember, and I know people like to discredit the bill economic forecasters, but they have a reputation to uphold. And if they swear by these figures that the out years have been thought of, I mean, who are we to disagree with
them? Well, I phoned them up, Larry, and spoke to... I mean, Bill have been around for 60 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a credible organisation, credible economists. They've worked for parties of all colours over that period of time. You know, actually, I think if this is wrong, Stephen Joyce owes them an apology. Never mind the Labor Party, he owes Bill Economics an apology. And as I understand it, I spoke to one of their economists, that you're absolutely right, Barry, that the operating allowance is a kind of slush fund for extra policies. Where they've put the so-called, if you increase police wages 1 year, you've got to obviously keep that increase going year on, year on. Yeah. That's been put into another line. So really the question is, if National do it differently, if they're putting ongoing wage increases into that operating allowance line, they're in effect every year announcing the same wage increase as if it's new money. Mm. So actually, I think the heat comes back on National with this one. If that's how they account for it, it's not okay.
I mean, it's interesting we have no independent analysis, you know, to look at all
that
these
is
parties.
A problem.
And we should, but whatever, somebody's right and somebody's wrong, and I want to know who it is.
Yeah, I think this is match point in this election, because this is not a... a matter of opinion. This is not someone saying if we make prison sentence longer, there'll be less crime, or the other way around. This is completely binary. One of them is right and one of them is wrong. Yeah. And if it is the case that Grant Robertson has made such a fundamental primary school arithmetical error, because that's what it is.
Yes, it is.
Then he is not fit to continue as Labour finance spokesperson. He is not fit to run a lemonade stall at a primary school.
And the opposite is true too.
Stephen Joyce has gone out there with these allegations and turns out that he has simply misread Labour's alternative budget, the same criticisms, and he will have lost this election for National.
But it's interesting, you know, where all this came about was that Stephen Joyce put three people, he said, into a room for two or three days and came and looked at these figures. Well, we don't know where these people came from, presumably the National Party, because public servants shouldn't be used in this way.
It can't be anyone from the public service. That'd be outrageous. Surely it's not.
Exactly. So, and they came up with these figures. But then you look at an independent... And yes, exactly.
Yeah, this is a 60-year-old independent economics firm.
Like Burl. So, yeah. I mean, that's the argument. It's the independent economic firm.
Matthew's right. I mean, this is about what Burl Economics have been employed to do by the Labor Party is add up the figures, yes. Right? They're not casting judgment on any of the policies. Mm. Their job is to add them up and work out how much it costs. In fact, they've even got a disclaimer saying, we do not advocate these policies, we're not promoting any policies, we're just doing
I
the
adding. I think Burl's the wrong organisation, to be blunt, though. It is seen as associated with the Labor Party.
Because it
the
has
CTU.
Been, though, for a number of years. Yeah, they can't shake that off.
And also, they're economists. This thing is not an economics question. Mm. This is just a basic accounting thing. I think we need to hear from KPMG or PwC, someone like that. I'd rate their abilities greater than any economist.
But do you know the biggest problem in this country, and I think we get into this argument, you'll know, in the lead-up to an election every year about who's got the right figures. In Britain, for example, they have an independent body that actually can assess figures like
this
so that the public
policy.
So that the public know exactly who's right and who's
and the minute
wrong.
You get into an algebra debate about whose numbers are right, you're losing both sides of the
All right, we'll come back in a moment. Cauldron, Josie Pagani, Matthew Hooton, Barry Soper. It is now 4:22.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
You're invited to Walker and Hall's birthday sale. The southern southbound moderate to heavy past Green Lane. A breakdown after East Tamaki Road in the shoulder, but causing delays back to Princes Street. Citybound just moderate through Green Lane. Northwestern citybound breakdown at the Newton Road off ramp. It's still there, partially blocking traffic is getting through. The Oaktail there for the Northern Link. And westbound it's heavy now, Great North through to Te Aratu. 0800 jammed updates us. Celebrate with Walker and Hall and find the perfect gift. Walker and Hall's birthday sale.
For the first time in 40 years, the voice of rock, Glenn Hughes, performs classic Deep Purple live and loud in concert. Witness one of hard rock's finest singers fronting a hand-picked band as he revisits some of Deep Purple's all-time greatest songs. Get ready. October 3rd, ASB Theatre, Aotea Centre. Book now at Ticketmaster, classicdeeppurplelive.com.
Get so much more this September with Mike Greer Homes. Sign up to a new home this month and receive a free furniture and appliance package from Smith City valued at $5,000. With a range of home and land packages and a complete design and build service, there's never been a better time to buy or build with Mike Greer Homes. Take advantage of their free furniture and appliance package this month. Conditions apply. Come home to more with Mike Greer Homes nationwide.
Come home to more with Mike Greer Homes.
It's impossible to look at a view like this and not be inspired. Welcome to West Auckland's latest and arguably finest retirement living offering, Pine Song's brand new Manukau Apartments by MetLife Care. Due to be completed next year, this new development offers high-spec 1, 2 and 3 bedroom apartments, as well as expansive views over the Manukau Harbour or back towards Titirangi. Call Alan on 817 0464 to view the newly released floor plans and artist's impressions, or visit metlifecare.co.nz.
It's not every summer you get to coach your favourite cricketers, but register to be a cricket coach and look forward to tons of smiles, maybe even finding the next big star. Head to nzc.nz/coach for details.
Unovent, the Kiwi home ventilation system that's low cost, simple and effective. Save 10% during September. Unovent at the Auckland Home Show, 6 to 10 September, or visit unovent.co.nz.
It's a pre-election boil-up. The Cauldron with Larry Williams on News Talk ZB.
It is now 4:24, back with Matthew Hooton, Josie Pagani and Barry Soper on The Cauldron. Paula Bennett is saying, or did say, some criminals have less human rights than other people.
We just feel that there are some gang members that are creating more harm and are continuing to create harm. They have illegal firearms. Police have a really good reason to suspect they have, and on that basis they are going to search. Some have fewer human rights than others when they are creating a string of victims behind them.
And Bill English has had to correct Paula Bennett's mistake.
Well, she thought she was in a discussion about legal rights, which aren't the same actually as human rights, and so just described it the wrong way. Well, she should have said this proposal is going to change the legal rights of some gang members in particular circumstances where the police can search without a warrant. That's
Barry,
what we're looking
Barry,
at.
Barry, misspoke. What do you reckon?
Well, I thought everybody was equal under the law as well.
Yes.
So does that mean that we have laws that apply to one and not to the other? I mean, that's another debate, I guess. But look, if you look at from the beginning of this campaign, and officially it was kicked off just over a week ago on the Sunday, Paula Bennett, I think, has been sidelined. She's, by some in the party, seen as a bit toxic to National. And to me, it's interesting to see the person that Bill English has trotted out time and time again to be at his side is the woman that beat Jacinda Ardern twice, Nikki Kaye. She's been by his side, whereas Paula Bennett got the one opportunity over the weekend to be at his side and made this balls up. I mean, and you, I don't know whether you saw Bill standing by her side and his eyes raised in the air, thinking this could get us into trouble, and it most certainly has.
Okay, and your take on this, JC, I kind of think the law, the way it's worded is kind of wrong, but legal rights versus human rights, what did you make of what?
Well, looking at the politics of this, National hasn't been so successful for 9 years by being the nasty party. They've been successful because they've been Labor light and they've done things like make GP visits free for 13-year-olds and raise benefits, for goodness sake. So suddenly, because Project Panic has taken over the National Party, suddenly they're reverting to their base and they're going, some people aren't human. send naughty kids to boot camps. You know, do they think this is an election winner? Look, I mean, human rights, you're right, Barry. Human rights are legal rights. It's about your right to a fair trial. Doesn't matter how bad you are. And the reason we have them is that we are not Hitler or Milosevic or Pinochet. You know, we don't behave like that. So we give the nastiest, baddest people a fair trial.
Final,
that's a human right.
Final word on this, Matthew Hooton. So Project Panic, is it?
Well, I think that it's a bit much to call Paula Bennett toxic. But what I would say is that...
mildly poisonous?
Well, I'd just say that Outrageous Fortune was cancelled 7 years ago. And I think that Paula Bennett's Cheryl West schick is just getting just a little bit tiresome. And I think what she was doing was trying to be Cheryl West, as she tends to do. And Cheryl West would have made the mistake between human rights and legal rights. Prime Minister of New Zealand should know the difference between the two.
We have Matthew Hooton, Josie Bagani and Barry Soper on the Cauldron. Back after the news, it's 4:28. Nutrition.